A woman on her retirement purchased a house situated near a high school. She spent the first few weeks of her retirement in peace, and then the new school year began. One afternoon, early into the first semester, three young boys came down the street beating merrily on every bin they passed. They did this the following day and days after that for a week until the woman decided it was time to take some action. The next afternoon, she walked out to meet the boys as they banged their way down the street. Stopping them, she said, "You know, you kids are a lot of fun. In fact, I used to do the same thing when I was your age. Would you do me a favor? I would give you each a crisp dollar bill if you promise to come around every day and do your thing." The boys were more than happy to accept this and continued to bang the bins. After a few days, the woman came out to meet them with a sad smile and said, "This recession really put a dent on my income. From now on, I will pay each of you 50 cents to continue." The boys were unimpressed by this, but continued to do the same every afternoon. A few days later, the woman approached them again and said, "Look, this recession has really come at me. So from now on, I'm afraid I can only pay you 25 cents. The leader then exclaimed angrily, "That's it? If you really think we're gonna waste our time banging those bins for 25 cents each day, you must be a fool. No way that's gonna happen. We quit." And the woman enjoyed peace and serenity for the rest of her days.
Today is our last lesson from the Beatitude series. Matthew 5:9 says, "Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God." What do you think of when you hear the word peace? Do you think of war and fighting in the world, or the magnificence of a sunrise? For me, I think of my favorite campsite and really good worship music, or the feeling of finally being off work or listening to my Bible podcast. I feel peaceful when I wash my face each morning and night and take care of my skin. Or the fresh feeling of sheets after a good night's sleep, or cuddling with my cat when it rains on a Saturday afternoon, or serving others in Panera through the drive-thru each week, hanging with friends and being with my family, knowing I have Jesus and a future far beyond this life. That's what I think of. That's what it feels like to me.
But what do you think of when you hear the word peace? Do you think of war and fighting in the world? Do you think of the war and fighting within your world? I think of a rainy afternoon, cuddled in my electric blanket with a cup of coffee and my cat. I think of the feeling of knowing my daughters made it home safe, the feeling of knowing the people I love are taken care of and healed from illness. I get tremendous peace from the silence in my own mind, alone with God, peace from the smiles of the youth, the laughter of the kids, the hugs from the preschool kiddos. I feel peace when I think about two people I love making things right between themselves and finding healing. And most of all, when I think about peace, I think about my life without it. I think about how consuming the darkness can be, and I quickly run back to the light because peace feels like home.
But what is peace? Peace has a range of meanings, from silence, tranquility, freedom from disturbance. There is no war. War has ended. And these are more than just the wars between countries, organizations, businesses, but the wars we face among ourselves, within ourselves. Peace is harmony, living it, creating it, mediating, resolving conflict, choosing a variety of positive attributes in a variety of situations to create a positive, mutually pleasant place. Sometimes we use love to create peace, sometimes patience, sometimes kindness, sometimes softly, sometimes loudly, sometimes through sacrifice. And there are symbols of peace many of us know, like a dove, an olive branch, a cross, a rainbow, even the Olympic rings can represent peace. Peace is a concept of societal friendship in the absence of hostility and violence, and peace can be a true euphoria.
That's why peace is something people long for. something they crave and desire in so many areas of their lives. Yet why is it so elusive? Why can't we find it or manage it or keep it around? And consider the peace we have among each other. I mean, will we ever really live peacefully as a world? Finding ways to live with people who are different, who think different, is humanity even capable of peace? Well, peace is not man-made. 1 Thessalonians 5:23, may God himself, the God of peace, sanctify you through and through. May your whole spirit, soul, and body be kept blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. The creation of our world was not a coincidence or an accident. It was divine. And peace is too. God designed it, he understands it, and he is ready to provide it. And no matter what we seek, God's peace is number one. Proverbs 17:1 says, better a dry crust with peace and quiet than a house full of feasting with strife. Romans 14:19, so then we pursue the things which make for peace and the building up of one another.
David Jeremiah says it well. Because the Holy Spirit is resident in the life of every believer, it becomes possible for every believer to experience peace. For those who have accepted the grace of God, we must now ask, what exactly is peace? A person may grow weary of constant noise and say, I just want a little peace and quiet. We understand what they mean, but the absence of noise is not peace. It would be great if there were no military conflicts, but the absence of war is not peace either. And it's often helpful to examine the opposite, what peace is not. Peace is not about what's happening outside of us. True peace comes from a saving knowledge of Jesus, perfectly designed by God through the blood of Jesus. Colossians 1:19 through 20 says, for God in all his fullness was pleased to live in Christ, and through him God reconciled everything to himself. He made peace with everything in heaven and on earth by means of Christ's blood on the cross. True peace comes from Jesus.
Peace is not determined by what belongs to us. And this message is evident in the life of Paul. This man knew what it meant to have and to have not. In Philippians 4, we read, whatever you have learned or received or heard from me or seen in me, put it into practice, and the God of peace will be with you. I have learned the secret of being content in any and every situation, whether well-fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or in want. I can do all things through him who gives me strength. The pursuit of peace is the most important pursuit. It doesn't matter what you have, where you've been, where you're going, what you can afford and what you can't. It's not the size of your house or the size of your wallet. It's about being content in every situation, regardless. Life, happiness, is conditional. Things go up and things go down. We have wins, we have losses. And if our level of peace moves with those things, we will be on a never-ending, sick-to-your-stomach roller coaster. Our peace is in Christ, purchased with his own blood. Our peace should be firm, not changeable, and in no way dependent on what we possess.
Peace is not just for us. We're supposed to give it away. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. The peace of God must be evident in us. The people in our lives that we know and those we don't need to see what we have and desire to have it. Jesus said in Matthew 5, you are the light of the world. A town built on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand. And it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. Let your peace shine before others, that they may see.
God wants to give you three different kinds of peace. Number one, peace with others. God offers relational peace. Ephesians 2:16, together as one body, Christ reconciled both groups to God by means of his death on the cross, and our hostility toward each other was put to death. Our relationship with God will reflect in our relationships with others. If you want peace in your relationships, strengthen your relationship with God. It pulls you together. The only way to have lasting peace with others is to be united as children of God. Peace isn't an unattainable dream. It's a free gift God is offering to all of us. Peace between each other in the world, peace in the community, learning to respect differences, listening and talking to those who hold opposite views, honoring each other, finding common ground. Peace in the world, ending wars, working for peace and peacekeeping, talking, not fighting.
And number two, peace with him. Peace with God. This is the most important part. It impacts everything else. 2 Corinthians 5 says, God sent Christ to make peace between himself and us. God wants to be close to us. Peace with God isn't in what you do, but what you believe and what you know Jesus Christ did for us. Peace with God offers forgiveness, a new start, reconciliation. This is where it all starts.
And finally, peace within. It's called the peace of God. When I have peace with God, then I get the peace of God inside of me. Let's just say that one again. When I have the peace with God, then I get the peace of God. Colossians 3:15 says, let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts. God wants his peace to rule your life. There are almost 800 verses of peace in the Bible. If you have a broken heart, you can find comforting peace. Confused heart, guiding peace. Shamed heart, forgiving peace. Worried heart, confident peace. He provides peace for every problem. Inner peace can be ours. We can learn how to calm, how to cope with anxieties and fears, how to actually enjoy the silence. You can have a contented spirit.
Peace is finding calm within, despite the noise from the outside world. It is a peace of mind that is not affected by the state of one's surroundings. I think of a mother bird calmly sitting on her nest, while a thunderstorm thrashes the tree she is nesting in, unbothered, not overcome with fear, peacefully waiting for the storm to pass. And that's what we can teach others. No matter how loud the music, no matter how much chaos or noise around you, you can find peace, because it's an inside job. And when you find it, you can give it away. Peace happens in here and in here. Peace is about focusing our attention on things that matter, not things that don't. And God offers us peace beyond our understanding. And that peace will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus, no matter what's happening outside of us. Peace, true peace. And we are the peacemakers. We make peace by bringing truth to light, addressing wrongs head on in love, building bridges between others, saying sorry first, and showing mercy.
Tony Evans says, peace doesn't mean that you'll never have problems. Peace means that your problems will not have you. Jesus told us, in this world you will have tribulation. Relationships may falter, jobs may cease, health may decline, the economy could dip and turn. But be of good cheer, says Christ, because I have overcome this world. Now, Jesus never said, blessed are the peacekeepers. A peacekeeper is someone who will maintain peace, but he said, blessed are the peacemakers, action word. A peacemaker is someone who will confront, if need be, to have true peace. This is the work of soldiers of God. It's not for the weak. It takes perseverance, constant awareness, and true will to be obedient, to become this child of God we're promised. Again, peacemaker is an action word. It's about showing up, stepping into the fray, literally becoming the wall between two opposing forces, ideas, or opinions.
A peacemaker seeks reconciliation, not just in word, but in deed. It's about stepping in and speaking up when some cannot, will not, or are too much. It's about creating a healing space. And much like the bear hunt we learned about in kindergarten, we must go through it to get through it, amen? Peacemakers don't show up to be right. They show up to help decipher what is right and to help others see it too. They recognize that it's about truth. Look, to be a peacemaker is not simple. Easy thing to do, but we are told to be obedient. Romans 12:18, if it is possible, as far as it depends on you, be at peace with everyone. And when we accomplish this, when we achieve greater levels of peacemaking within ourselves and that of others, God sees it. He will call us children of God. And why? Because we resemble our Father. Jesus is our peace and our example of it.
We'd like to close with one last story. One day, the most peaceful inhabitants from a planet far away asked a very powerful wizard to stop all the wars and bloodshed on the planet.
It is simple, he said. I will destroy all weapons on the planet, and nobody will be able to fight anymore.
Oh, that would be great, the people exclaimed.
The magic wands wave, and this was done.
There was a peace on the planet for 3 days. While the majority of those who were prone to fight sought and could not find a weapon. When they understood they'd lost those weapons forever, they made spears of young trees and started to fight again. When the wizard heard this bad news, he said,
"Do not worry. I will destroy all young trees so that they will not be able to fight."
After 2 or 3 days of useless search for young trees suitable for making spears, rebellious people started to cut giant trees to make batons from them, and the bloodshed started again.
The wizard destroyed all big trees.
Then humans made knives and swords of metal.
He destroyed all metal on the planet.
People made slings and began to throw stones at each other.
It was necessary to destroy the stones then too.
And then peacekeepers began to worry. All trees have disappeared. There's no metal and stones. How to live? How do we eat? The vegetation will surely be next. And people will die without even fighting. The wizard became confused.
I do not know how to behave now. I would have destroyed all humanity, but unfortunately, it is not in my power.
The peacekeepers fell into despair. They did not know what to do when a clever kid turned to the wizard.
I know what you should do. Let people feel how others perceive their actions. If one person hurts someone, let him feel the same pain. And if he brings joy to someone, let him feel the same joy. So no one will hurt each other because he will feel the pain immediately too and would have to stop.
All people were inspired with the greatness of the kid's thought, and the wizard realized his idea. He returned all the trees, the stones, and the metals. Since that day, nobody on the planet tried to hurt his neighbor because he would have to feel the same pain too. People began to help each other because they liked the sense of joy that they felt in the moment. And they all began to live in peace.
If you want to be blessed, become a peacemaker. James 3 says, peacemakers who sow in peace reap a harvest of righteousness. There is nothing more blessed than sowing peace into those lives around you. They need Jesus, the only source of peace, and you have what they need. Peacemakers unite. Amen. Amen.
Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we want to know your peace. Peace with others, peace with you, and peace within. We want to rest in the peace of your promise and offer that peace to others. We want to be calm in the storm and to learn how to have peace amid the chaos of our lives and the situations we face. Lord, we ask you today to give us that peace and allow us to be more than peacekeepers, but instead, peacemakers. Help us to do just that. In your name we pray. Amen.